This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. They came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Golden Grail Technologies. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol G-O-G-Y. With us today is Erin Height. She is the Chief Marketing Consultant with Golden Grail Technology. Erin is a beverage industry veteran, having served in various marketing and management positions with such recognizable brands as Vitamin Water and Fuze. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate you having me on. And we are very excited to have this opportunity to connect with our investor community and share some insights on Golden Grail.
Well, you know, about 30 days ago, your company came on my radar and I reached out to you. You reached back out to me. So for my listeners and your stockholders, tell us a little bit, what is Golden Grail? What are they all about? What's the mission? Where do we go from here?
Sure. Golden Grail is innovating the business of beverage. We're a fast-growing company with a strategic mission to grow and streamline our beverage portfolio through fiscally responsible investing.
Innovating the beverage business. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So if you don't mind, before I get into why Golden Grail is an innovator in beverage, I just want to give your listeners some background on myself.
Sure.
I spent 20 years in the beverage industry. I've made a career out of helping entrepreneurs take their concept to market. I was an integral part of launching Vitamin Water, Fuze, and Celsius, like you had mentioned. And Golden Grail is the first company I have seen to innovate the business of beverage. So what I mean by that, Everett, is typically the approach in beverage is an entrepreneur has a concept. They spend thousands, if not millions, of years to try to get it to market. It's a tedious process. I've held the hands of many of these entrepreneurs, and I've actually been one of these entrepreneurs, you know, trying one of my own brands. That is what you see time and true again in beverage. Golden Grail has innovated this approach. They identify established brands that already have proven sales history, a loyal consumer base, and retail presence. They just might be in the need of a more sophisticated and fiscally responsible management in order to advance their brand. We've seen this time and time again. A lot of these entrepreneurs come into the industry. They have this idea. They want to use the brand as a means to gain popularity. Some do some fun events. They're careless with where they're spending their money. They don't really understand that beverage is a business. And they get themselves into a position. Some have great brands. And we come in and take those brands that we feel have great promise in emerging categories. And we do right by the business, and we advance the brand to be able to ultimately have a strong and healthy bottom line.
Before I get to my next question, what is it? I think you have four brands out there. What is your flagship brand?
Right now, our big brand and our big focus, our last acquisition, is Trevi Essence Water. It is a fruit essence water, zero calories, zero sugar, very hot category. Not too many big players in the category. We're spending a lot of time right now onboarding that brand. And I can't even tell you how many emails I'm getting on a daily basis of consumers. I used to love this brand. Where is it? You know, we want it. So we're in the process now of going back to the retailers, back to the distributors, and doing a relaunch of that brand so we can get the consumers who have been brand loyal and new consumers the brand that they love.
You know, after you guys acquire a company, then what do you do? I know you guys are looking for other products to bring into the fold and stuff like that. After you acquire something like that, where do you go with it?
Well, our first phase when we onboard a brand is we do use a series of operational assessments to determine what fiscal improvements are necessary. We have to, you know, cut costs. We form better relationships with our co-packers. We do full runs that are prepaid up front to drive costs down. A lot of these smaller companies can't do that. They do not have the monetary capabilities that we do. We evaluate logistics. We like to use in multiple manufacturers, so we're not just dependent on one. We then go back to the retailers and distributors that sold the brands before and plan a relaunch. Furthermore, we've also been building a strategic team of experts to help advance this business plan. And one thing that, you know, really resonates with me is we like to tie in each brand to a social initiative.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really big part of our culture. We make sure each brand has an appropriate cause and ongoing positive influence in our communities. That's one thing as a responsible company, for-profit company that can do to give back. So this brand we spoke about before, Trevi, we had partnered with ABDA, which is AIDS Against Domestic Violence. They yep. have shelters. Not only do we help support any fundraisers, but we also provide ongoing products to their shelters. So, you know, the little bit that we can do, you know, we want to do, and we'll grow with these partners, and each brand we will make sure has a good fit for a social cause. And after, of course, all of that and the onboarding and the assessments are done, the next phase will be sales and distribution, and we are anticipating 2022 will be a big year for that. Like you said before, we're fairly new company, so we're getting the foundation set for making sure that our mission of fiscally responsible investing is on track and we can deliver.
So that's pretty soon. So you guys feel that you're going to be able to bring some revenues on the balance sheet here in 2022. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. The nice thing about this business model, we have already immediate upside and value proposition with our brands. They have already proven themselves as, entities, strong contenders, and a proven sales history. Some of our brands are in hundreds of retailers. So we are taking these brands and we're going to be able to just pick up where the old, entrepreneurs left off and just apply our expertise and technologies to the advancement of the business side of it. So we're streamlining those processes, which again goes back to how we are innovating the business of beverage.
So give my listeners just a maybe two or three quarters out, near term, what's the excitement, maybe a little bit of a roadmap of where you see things heading here in the next, 3 to 6 months?
Sure. So, like I said, with the brands that are already onboarded, we are finishing up phase one, getting ready for next phase. And then in addition to our latest announcement, which is about our hemp-infused energy drinks, much like Pepsi's latest announcement of their Rockstar extension, we have another very exciting acquisition being announced this month.
Wow.
And I personally have a real connection to this next brand. I'm now a mother, which I recently became. And as a mother, I always want a fun, healthy, premium, quality food and beverage for my child. And, you know, it's a big issue out there where a lot of food and beverage marketers are notoriously promoting sugar-laden products. But we are announcing a very healthy, product that I know all mothers will feel the same way as me, and I'm very eager to help expand this brand. It already had proven sales history being sold at Walmart, Amazon, and hundreds of other retailers. So needless to say, this addition to our already robust multi-brand portfolio will certainly increase the overall value for Golden Grail Beverages. And we're continuously evaluating all emerging categories. We have our finger on the pulse, me being in the beverage industry, plus other experts that we will be bringing on board, and relationships in our network extend extensively out that we are constantly looking for our next acquisition and next licensing agreement, trademarks, and we have the means to do it, which is another exciting aspect of Golden Grail, where the capital infusions are there, and we're able to effectively and efficiently grow our business.
Aaron, we got about 30 seconds left. Real quick, what's the takeaway from today's interview? What is it that the message you want to get out to my listeners and your stockholders?
Sure, thank you. Look, Golden Grail is a great undervalued opportunity. It's at the ground floor. We've just started. Much like when I joined Vitamin Water, Fuse, and Celsius. I think Celsius was trading at 3 cents on the OTC when I took the position of VP of Marketing, and now it's on the NASDAQ trading around $40. These beverage success stories are real. They do happen. The beverage industry is a fun, vibrant, dynamic place for investors. When a company has the right business acumen and remains fiscally responsible, the upside could be huge. Golden Grail, we've streamlined a process to efficiently and effectively acquire brands on an ongoing basis. We've had exceptional growth in the past 10 months, and we're exceeding our business plan. This is what makes us a leader, and I personally am very excited to be a part of it. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I look forward to the ride.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Golden Grail Technology Corp. They trade on the OTC markets. Look them up. You can see them on the ticker symbol of GOGY. Aaron, I want to thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you become a regular and come on the show every 40 or 50 days. And thank you so much.
That'd be great. Thank you for giving me a platform and Golden Grail platform to talk with our investor community. And just a side note, we could be any information or your listeners want to get in touch with me, I welcome any emails, eheight@GoldenGrailBeverages.com, or they can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.